Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by and welcome to the board meeting. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. Instructions will be given at that time. If you should require assistance during the call, you can press star and then zero. As a reminder, this call is being recorded. I'd now like to turn the conference over to our host, Ms. Barbara Flynn Curry. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much, Brad. It's 11 o'clock, and welcome one and all to the July 8th, 2021 regular meeting of the Illinois Pollution Control Board. Following his disaster proclamations in response to COVID-19, Governor Pritzker has issued executive orders encouraging public bodies like this one to postpone the consideration of public business when possible. We have done so more than a few times during these past months. I find under Section 7E2 of the Open Meetings Act that an in-person meeting is neither practical nor prudent at this time. Consistent with the governor's June 25th, 2021 disaster proclamation, the subsequent executive orders and Public Act 101-0640, effective June 12, 2020, the board conducts this regular open meeting by teleconference. The teleconference makes it possible for members of the public to listen to the meeting and, if they would like, speak during the public remarks portion of the meeting. Before we proceed, please note that this meeting is being audio recorded to comply with Section 7E9 of the Open Meetings Act and to make sure that any public remarks that are given this morning can be documented and connected to the record of the corresponding board proceeding. Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Good morning. Member Palivas?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Aye.
Member Van Wee?
Here.
Chair Curry?
Present. All right, we have four board members. We have a quorum and on with the meeting. We have no announcements, so the first item of business is public comments. This is the portion of the meeting that is reserved for members of the public to comment on any of the items that appear on today's agenda. Brad is our operator. This would be a great time for you, Brad, to come on the line and provide the instructions so that members of the public would know how to log in request to make a comment.
And certainly, thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you do wish to make a comment, please press 10 on your telephone keypad. You can withdraw that request by repeating the 10 command. And if using a speakerphone, please pick up the handset before pressing numbers. And if you have a comment or a question, please press 10 at this time. And currently no participants in queue.
Okay, then we'll move on to approval of the minutes. We have the June 17th, 2021 regular board meeting minutes. And Member Palivas moves to approve the minutes, seconded by Member Van Wee. Any discussion? Clerk, please call the roll.
Member Palivas?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. For voting yes, the ayes have it. The minutes are approved. And on today's agenda, no rulemakings. We move straight to adjusted standards. The first today and the only adjusted standard is AS-19-2, Member Van Wee.
Thank you, Madam Chair. On April 3rd of 2019, Emerald Polymer Additives, LLC, filed a petition requesting that the board renew an adjusted standard previously granted to its chemical manufacturing facility in Henry, Illinois. Emerald seeks an adjustment from the board's total ammonia nitrogen effluent standard applicable to the facility's wastewater treatment plant discharge. On July 19th of 2019, the Illinois Environmental Protection Agency recommended that the board deny the petition. Evidence was submitted in hearings held on January 14th and 15th of 2020, and February 3rd and 4th of 2020. Based on the record before it, this order finds that Emerald has not provided sufficient justification for three of the four factors required for issuance of an adjusted standard pursuant to Section 28.1 of the Environmental Protection Act. Specifically, this order finds that Emerald has not met its burden of proving that, one, the factors relating to Emerald are substantially and significantly different from the factors relied on by the board in adopting Section 304 5.122 of the board's regulations. Two, such substantially different factors justify an adjusted standard, considering the technical feasibility and economic reasonableness of the various treatment alternatives. And three, granting the requested relief would not result in environmental or health effects substantially or significantly more adverse than those considered by the board in adopting the generally applicable effluent standard under 35 Illinois Administrative Code 304.122. Accordingly, this order denies Emerald's petition for an adjusted standard from the board's ammonia effluent limitation. I hereby move the order.
Seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polyvos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. It looks like four voting yes, none voting no. The ayes have it, and the order is approved. Next, we have an administrative citation. Seems to be mine, AC21-4. On May 27th of this year, the County of LaSalle filed an administrative citation against Jake Cook and Sarah Cook. The citation alleged open dumping of general construction and demolition debris and litter at a site in Ottawa Township. This draft order finds that the Cooks violated sections 21P1 and 21P7 of the Environmental Protection Act and orders them to pay a civil penalty of $3,000. I move adoption of the order, seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion? Not. Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polyvos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Four voting yes, none voting no. The order is approved. Next, adjudicatory cases. First, a motion for a stay in PCB 13-15, and this is mine. On October 3rd, 2012, several groups, the Sierra Club, Environmental Law and Policy Center, Prairie Rivers Network, Citizens Against Ruining the Environment, filed a seven-count complaint against Midwest Generation, LLC. The complaint alleged groundwater contamination and open dumping at four of Midwest Generation's electric generating stations in Illinois. The board split the matter into a liability phase and a remedy phase. The board did find Midwest liable for the violations on June 20, 2019. The case is now in the remedy phase and the parties are engaged in discovery. On February 10th of this year, Midwest filed a combined motion to stay and a motion in limine to exclude portions of the complainant's expert witness opinion. Those portions discuss the financial information of Midwest's parent company, NRG. Additionally, Midwest filed a motion to stay discovery as to the economic issues relating to NRG. The hearing officer granted the motion in limine and deferred to the board as to the motion to stay. The complainants filed an interlocutory appeal of the hearing officer's order to the board. Today's order grants the motion to stay discovery as to the NRG financial information only and for only the time period until the board issues an order deciding the interlocutory appeal. I move adoption of the order, seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polyvos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Four voting yes, none voting no. The ayes have it. The order is approved. The next we have consolidated PCB 20-38 and PCB 20-39. Member Santos.
Thank you. On December 30th of 2019, Midwest Generation filed two petitions for relief from thermal effluent limitations based on the board's water quality standards for temperature. The first petition addressed the Joliet 9 generating station, and the second addressed Joliet 29. On its own motion, the board consolidated the two proceedings for hearing. The Illinois EPA recommends that the board grant the requested alternate limitations subject to certain conditions. Based on the record before it, the draft order finds that Midwest Generation has satisfied the legal standard for relief it requests and grants alternative thermal effluent limitations subject to conditions. The draft also finds that the record does not clearly support including three downstream dischargers in this relief, and it declines to include a condition proposed by Illinois EPA to include them. I move the draft order.
Seconded by Member Van Wee, and let me just say, Member Santos, that opinion was more than 130 pages, so hats off to you and to Tim Fox and your staff. So we have a motion to adopt, seconded, and is there any discussion? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Pollywalls? Member Pollywalls?
You might have lost her.
Yeah.
I would take a difficulty.
It looks like she did just drop here.
Ah, okay. Well, we'd like her to be able to catch back up. She may need to borrow somebody else's phone.
Hello?
Yeah?
I'm sorry, the call dropped. Hi. We were in the middle of a vote.
Right. Is that Anastasia? No.
Yes, this is she.
You're back on. Okay. Yay.
I'm back on. I apologize. The call dropped.
No, it's not. I'm sure it's not a call. Okay, Don, continue.
Okay, we were doing the roll call for 20-38, 2039.
Yes.
The vote. The Polyboss, you are up.
Aye, yes.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Again, 4 voting yes, 1 voting no. The ayes have it. The order is approved. Our next case is PCB 2056. It's a motion for voluntary dismissal. Member Santos?
Thank you. On June 15th of 2021, the petitioners filed a motion to dismiss the UST appeal. I move the direct order granting the motion, dismissing the appeal, and closing the docket.
Seconded by Member Van Wee. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Pollywalls?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Again, 4 voting yes, none voting no. The order is approved. Next item is PCB 21-39, and it's a proposed settlement. Member Pollywalls.
Thank you, Madam Chair. On November 23, 2020, the people filed this 5-count complaint alleging that Wenning Implement, Inc. had committed land violations in Effingham County. On May 17, 2021, the parties filed a proposed settlement under which Wenning does not affirmatively admit the alleged violations and agrees to pay a civil penalty of $21,000. The board published notice of the proposed settlement on June 4th, but did not receive a request to hold a hearing. I move this draft order accepting the party's proposed settlement.
Seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Pollywalls?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
And Chair Curry?
Aye. 4 voting yes, none voting no. The order is approved. The next item is PCB 21-106. It's a proposed settlement, and it's mine. In fact, I think we're moving to the order of Curry. On April 30th, 2021, the Illinois Attorney General, on behalf of the people, filed a 1-count complaint against Ness Trucking. The complaint alleged that Ness violated its NPDES permit for its facility in Chadwick, Carroll County, by failing to submit timely stormwater pollution prevention plans and annual reports for the years 2017, 2018, and 2019. Jointly with the complaint, the people filed a proposed settlement. Notice of the proposed settlement was published in the Carroll County Mirror Democrat on June 2nd of this year. The board received no requests for hearing. Mass agrees to pay a civil penalty of $9,000 and is without affirmatively admitting the allegations, but they will pay up. The order accepts the proposed settlement and stipulation. I move adoption of the order, seconded by Member Santos. Any discussion? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polyballs?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Four voting yes, none voting no. The ayes have it, and the order is approved. Next, another proposed settlement, PCB 21-107. This is the people of the state of Illinois versus the village of Swansea. On May 5th of this year, the Illinois Attorney General filed a two-count complaint against the village of Swansea in St. Clair County. The complaint alleged that Swansea violated its NPDES permit for its facility in Chadwick, Carroll County, by failing to timely reapply for their permit and failing to submit required reports for the years 2016 through 2019. Jointly with the complaint, the people filed a proposed settlement. Notice of the settlement was published in the Belleville News Democrat on May 30th of this year. The board did not receive any requests for hearing. Swansea agrees to pay a civil penalty of $1,620, but does not affirmatively admit the allegations of violation. This order accepts the proposed settlement and stipulation. I move adoption of the order, seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polyballs?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Again, the ayes have it. Four voting yes, none voting no. The order is approved. Next item is PCB 21-116, a tax certification. On June 15th of this year, IEPA filed a recommendation that certain livestock waste handling facilities at the farm of Chad Bell in Viola, Mercer County, are pollution control facilities. Based on the EPA recommendation and the board's technical review, the order finds and certifies that the described livestock waste management facilities are indeed pollution control facilities under the property tax code. I move adoption of the order, seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polyballs?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Again, four voting yes, none voting no. The ayes have it. The order is approved. The next item, PCB 21-117, is a complaint, and as I say, we're on the order of Curry. On June 23rd, 2021, the Illinois Attorney General, on behalf of the people, filed a one-count complaint alleging that the Rolling Meadows Shell Mart LLC, located in Cook County, violated sections of the board's air pollution regulations by failing to submit notice of intent to decommission its vapor collection and control system. This order accepts the complaint for hearing. I move adoption of the order, seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polyballs?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Four voting yes, none voting no. The order is approved. Next item is PCB 21-118, a combined complaint and proposed settlement, and it's mine. On June 25th, 2021, the Illinois Attorney General filed a two-count complaint against the Beardstown Sanitary District in Cass County. The complaint alleged Beardstown failed to timely renew its NPDES permit and therefore caused, threatened, or allowed discharges from its facilities in violation of the Act. Jointly with the complaint, the people filed a proposed settlement. Under the settlement, Beardstown would admit the alleged violation and agreed to pay a civil penalty of $5,670. This order directs the board's clerk to provide public notice of the stipulation, the proposed settlement, and the request for hearing relief. I move adoption of the order, seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion? If not, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polybos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Four voting yes, none voting no, the order is approved. If there's no objection, I'd like to move the last two cases jointly. They're PCB 21-119 and PCB 21-120. They're both tax certifications. Any objection? Hearing none, and then I'll proceed. On January 30th, 2021, IEPA filed two separate recommendations that livestock waste handling facilities at the Stephen K. Main Farm in Altona, Knox County, and at the Jacobs Brothers Farm in Sterling, Whiteside County, are pollution control facilities. Based on the IEPA recommendations, the application, and the board's technical review, this order finds and certifies that the described livestock waste management facilities are pollution control facilities under the property tax code. I move the adoption of these two orders, seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion? Hearing none. Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polybos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Unanimity prevails. Four voting yes, none voting no. The ayes have it, and the orders are approved. So we're finished with the regular agenda, but we do have one item in the other items section of the agenda. Pursuant to the Open Meetings Act, the board is required to semi-annually review the minutes of all closed meetings. The board did not hold any closed meetings between July 1st, 2019 and December 31st, 2019. Therefore, no determination on whether to destroy verbatim recordings is required under 2.06C of the Open Meetings Act. I also move that under Section 2.06D of the Open Meetings Act, the board continue to keep confidential the minutes of the board's closed meeting held on January 14, 2021. Seconded by Member Van Wee. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polybos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Four voting yes, none voting no, the motion is approved. We have no other items on the agenda. Member Polybos moves to adjourn, seconded by Member Van Wee. And may we say as we adjourn that we wish Member Polybos the finest of all possible fine weddings on the 15th of this month. We wish we
Thank
were there so
much.
That we could toss flowers in her hair.
I wish so too. When my phone works, I will send you guys a photo for sure.
Wonderful. Clerk Brown, please
Thank
call
you.
Roll.
Member Polybos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Four voting yes, none voting no. The motion is approved. This meeting, with thanks to all of you, is adjourned.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Bye, ladies.
Thank you, everyone.
Congratulations,
okay.
Anastasia.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye, guys.
Okay.
Have a great
Bye.
Meeting. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
We're sorry, your conference is ending now. Please hang